The Radio Medium Laura Lee Show is pre-recorded in the Konoski Bresny Studios.
Find insight, guidance, and answers. Answers. Tune into Spirit with Radio Medium Laura Lee. Laura Lee. Laura
Lee. Laura Lee. Tuning into Miss Sandra's Spirit. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm good. Miss Sandra, where are you calling from?
Eastern Pennsylvania.
First thing I get is I see a couple spirits that coming to me up on your left side. To me, it's like maternal side. So I got a maternal spirit there. And then I get another female that's standing there. She's standing next to you. So I almost get it's like a daughter.
My daughter's always on my left side. She passed away in 2023 unexpectedly.
She called you mama.
Yeah.
She goes, don't worry, mama, I'm fine. She's there with your mom or your grandmother, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
They're all together and they're in total joy that they get this connection with you. And they said that you've tried several times with other mediums to connect.
Yes.
And they said that the signal wasn't strong enough, that they couldn't connect in the way that you wished they could have.
Yes.
And she says that's because there was a disconnect with her before she crossed over. Like there was a distance or she was silent or it was quiet and you guys didn't get to say goodbye.
Right. It was unexpected.
And she says she was found.
By her roommate. And her roommate notified my youngest son.
Yes. There was some question about poison. Do you know what she's talking about?
They never verified what occurred. They just told us that it was natural causes, and it looked like someone had gave her a roofie.
But they didn't see that in the autopsy, but you guys were questioning it. Is that correct?
Yeah, they did an investigation.
Yeah, she says there was, but there's nothing you guys can do about it now. But she's there with you in spirit. She loves you all very much. And she says that there's a male that's living in the household.
My nephew, a very good friend of ours, he's been here helping with me. He's been a godsend, and he was very close to Asia, and she would be proud of him.
What a beautiful name, by the way. So she says that's like a do-over. I don't know what she means by that, but it's like somebody who is more grown up than she was.
Right.
So she wants to say that.
Right.
She also says that there's some physical pictures that you guys have been looking through.
I have a wall full of her and the family, but I just want her to know that I'm healthy and I'm still pushing forward and miss her every day.
She misses you too. They're there with you. And she says, if you haven't already, I feel like there's something distribution or sharing of the ashes. Do you understand what she means by this?
I've been undecided because I have purchased an urn for her and never been ready to kind of move her to it. But I've been thinking about it more because her nieces are 8 and 7. They talk to her all the time. They reference her all the time.
You know what? She says something about sharing the ashes.
Her ashes.
Yes, so they can have a piece of her with them.
Right.
So if you've been thinking that, that's inspiration from your daughter.
Yeah. I tell her I'm happy that she's okay with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just ashes. She will always be with you, even though the ashes are distributed.
Right.
She loves you, Mama.
I love her, too.
Thank you for sharing your time with me.
I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
You made it very comfortable in referencing and gave me some comfort in my heart, you know, to know that she's okay with putting her in her place.
Her place is there with you.
Right.
Thank you for sharing your time with me, Miss Sandra. And if you'd like to call into the show, sign up at radiomediumlauralee.com. We're going to find some services and upcoming events to support our show. And you can tune into your spirit each and every day by subscribing to our podcast. Please rate it and share it with your family and friends. We'd appreciate that. and be social with me over at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube too. I would love to hear from you and your thoughts about this segment. Tuning in to Spirit for Sky. Welcome.
Thank you.
Sky, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Seattle.
I have a father figure here, and I feel like there might even be some ashes associated.
Yes.
Yeah. Either y'all spread them or you're thinking about spreading them.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I've had them for quite some time.
That thought is being inspired by him. I think you guys need a little ceremony to find some closure with each other because he feels sorry that he didn't always show up the way that you needed. Does that make sense, Sky?
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah. And he says, despite that, because there was a big friction for a long while, that might have pulled you apart, but he says he wants you to know he always loved you.
Heck yeah.
And always supported you. And I feel my heart from him right now. I hope you can get that from him.
Yes, I can. Thank you for that.
He says he was always just trying to protect you. And I feel like people who gave you a hard time, you got bullied a lot.
Yeah, I've been bullied, honestly, like on and off throughout my life, more so in my adult years, but yeah.
He says online it's brutal.
Yeah, there's some of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's because people are just ignorant, he says, even himself.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and he feels like, I know it's an old song, maybe you might be too young for it, but Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, I know that song.
Constantly preaching to you, but it was all about protecting you. You got some incredible support still with you, though. And I feel like this might be aligned with your mom.
Yeah.
Incredibly supportive. Yeah. And he sees that. He wished he had been more like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know if you've already into your 30s right now, Sky. Are you?
Yeah.
He says this is where you're really going to sink into your role and really embrace it. Because if you're feeling kind of lost and not sure if this is where you're supposed to be or anything like that, but I feel like you're going to stand up and be a little more active. And when I say active, like activist, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be a good voice. And this is the whole reason why you've been through so much. So you can identify with so many other people that need that guidance right now. So you can be that kind of father figure for the young ones coming up who need that support right now. And brings tears to my eyes. And the other thing he says, there's a celebration or a birthday. I don't know if this is him or you or somebody around you that he wants to honor. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it's my birthday.
That's just to confirm that he sees you, he hears you, and I'm just validating the message I brought through from him. Thank you for sharing time with me, Sky.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And if you'd like to call into the show like Sky, sign up at radiomediumlauralee.com, where you can find some services and upcoming events to support our show. And hey, tune into your spirit each and every day by subscribing to our podcast on your favorite forum. Please rate it, share it with your family and friends, especially this episode if it resonates with you. And hey, be social with me over at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube too. I would love to hear your thoughts on this segment.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same thing. But you never forget all the ones who love you and the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything. My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you want it to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants to say.
Semi was in the center lane and just turned right in front of us. Decided I needed to get a hold of an attorney. Never really heard anything from this attorney for 2 years. Decided I couldn't use him no more. I contacted Konoski Bresny. I mean, he did more in 2 weeks than that other attorney did in 3 years. I could definitely not have done this on my own if it wasn't for Todd. Sorry. He changed my life.
Why do you need a personal injury lawyer? Hi, I'm Todd Bresny of Konoski Bresny. When you are harmed, insurance companies should compensate you fully and fairly. But they're in the business of caring about their own bottom lines and not about your losses. At Konoski Bresny, we get your worth. For close to 50 years, we've been your hometown attorneys. So call Konoski Bresny at 888, the letter U, count and the number 2, or see me on the web at bresnylaw.com. It won't cost you a thing to see if we can help.
You know that feeling when something just feels off with your child? That's your intuition, your inner spiritual guidance speaking. But today, so much happens quietly, behind the scenes. That's why I've been drawn to Aura Parents. Aura is trusted in digital security, and Aura Parents gives you deeper insight into your child's world. Not just screen time, but patterns in sleep, social behavior, and even AI app activity. It's not about control, it's about awareness. Because when you see the patterns, you can respond with clarity, compassion, and intuitive support. You're no longer guessing, you're guiding. Aura Parents helps you stay connected while protecting your children from what they may not yet understand. Put a protective field around your children, online and off. Visit AuraParents.com/Marlee and bring peace of mind to your family.
After a personal injury that brought emotional upheaval and a mountain of hospital debt, I realized I couldn't manage it alone. I surrendered to spirit, which led me to personal injury attorney Todd Bresny with Konoski Bresny. His expertise made it clear to me the insurance business isn't built for you. It's built against you. Todd knew our worth and fought for it, and I'm truly grateful. I wouldn't trust anyone else. So if you're seriously injured, call Konoski Bresny at 888-YOU-COME-TO or BresnyLaw.com.
The radio medium Laura Lee Show is pre-recorded in the Kanowski Bresny Studios, who get your worth, and sponsored by Aura Parents. Plus, many fine individuals support our show. If you'd like to be our sponsor, contact us at radiomediumlauralee.com.
Find insight, guidance, and answers. Tune into Spirit with radio medium Laura Lee.
Tuning in to Miss Kayla's Spirit. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Miss Kayla. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Chicagoland area.
I get a father figure telling me he's got a child, a son or grandson that has a namesake. So it's like first, middle name. And he tells me there's been a divide in a relationship recently, like not communicating or little to none communication. Do you understand, Miss Kayla?
Yes. I'm wondering now if this may be my husband's grandfather.
Ah.
My husband and my brother-in-law both have his name as their middle name.
Okay, there you go. And I feel like there's a big dispute.
Yes.
So much rubbing tension. You're mothering the whole situation. You're trying to navigate it with your husband. Is that correct?
Yes.
But you know what? I got to tell you, I think their mom has a lot to do with it. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of this is out of your control. But I got to tell you, there's isolation as a result of this and feeling like there's nowhere to turn as far as how to deal with this. And they're feeling like, oh, like the weight of the world about this.
Yes, we have a very strained relationship with that same brother-in-law and his wife. We haven't spoken to them in almost a year because they have cut off all communication from us. We don't know why, and nobody within that side of the family is giving us any guidance. So yeah, we have no idea where to turn or anything.
Well, this is the first time something happened to him. And I don't know if you've encouraged counseling or some kind of support in that manner to him, but he's a little reticent to do that. Is that correct, Kayla?
Correct, yes.
Keep encouraging him because this is something that, you know, he has no control over. And to continue to reach out and send love that way. Hey, we're here for you. I'm available. And I'm just thinking of you. If he feels brave enough to do that, that will work in the long run. Do you understand? Because it's all about love.
Yes.
The other thing too is something about a celebration with a birthday or an anniversary. And I feel like it's to do with one of them. Does that make sense?
Yes. My niece of the brother-in-law with the strained relationship, her birthday is next week.
That's to confirm the message and reach out for the birthday. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
So that is advice coming from the spirit world to confirm the message I just relayed. Because it's permeating the house.
Yeah, we haven't had contact with that side of the family since Thanksgiving.
You know, one last thing I get is I get a little cat with like a little bell. Is that a cat you have now or a cat on the other side, darling?
We have a cat that we had to put down in May.
Aw, that little baby's still with you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing your time with me. If you'd like to call into the show, sign up at radiomediumlauralee.com, where you can find some services and upcoming events to support our show and tune into your spirit each and every day by subscribing to our podcast. Please rate it. Share it with your family and friends if this segment makes sense to someone you love. And then be social with me over at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, too. I would love to hear your thoughts about this segment.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when
my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. And echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering of silence.
What appealing isn't about fixing what's broken, but remembering who you are beneath the story you've been telling yourself. Today on Spirit Reboot, I'm joined by Danielle Worthen Cullenberg, who's a holistic trauma therapist, a psychic, and founder of Willow Mandela Wellness. Danielle bridges traditional mental health care with intuitive spiritual healing, helping people reframe their stories and reconnect with their inner wisdom. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You blend trauma therapy with intuitive spiritual approaches using your psychic skill set. So what inspired you to bring the two worlds together?
Well, with my own trauma history, I was realizing that even when I was blocking my own gifts, I was actually causing trauma. And I found a lot of people dealing with the paranormal and unexplained were being traumatized by their own story and their perception. And they may already had anxiety, may already had depression, they may have already had PTSD. So we were just constantly being flushed with trauma and our nervous system was being overly activated. So I was like, I gotta figure out how to help myself. And by doing so, I found the answers will work with other people as well.
Oh, I love that. What was a defining moment that opened your mind to the possibility with yourself?
It was actually New Year's Eve, 1998. My aunt had passed away from suicide and she came to visit me after her funeral. And I got to ask her the why of what happened. Because I found out I could talk to her, I understood her. And she helped guide me to connect me to other people that needed support. And so I started bridging this gap of healing through my gifts, as well as my education to broker that.
What does Western medicine think of your intuitive spiritual approach tied in with it?
Oh, I actually have to be very careful because I actually am a licensed trauma therapist. I'm a social worker in the United States, but it's not about me. It's about the individual. And if they are having these experiences, I'm going to meet them where they're at. But I'm going to do it in a very safe space where I'm not doing dual roles. If I'm showing up as the psychic, I'm not showing up as the therapist. If I'm showing up as the therapist, I'm not showing up as the psychic or medium. But it doesn't mean I don't have access to all those gifts to empower me to help, support, and heal the person that they're asking for.
I love that. With so many people feeling disconnected, overwhelmed, spiritually numb right now, why is this kind of holistic trauma care especially important now?
It's important now because we're calling it in. We're tired of hurting but we want to feel different. People will actually cause drama and trauma just to feel something. And we don't want to continue that cycle.
So what happens when spirituality is excluded from the healing process?
Then we're not meeting the whole. We have five primary domains, and the existential spirituality part of it, if it's missing, then we're neglecting the other parts because it's an ecosystem. And if we neglect one, then there is going to be a void and it's going to be filled up with something not good.
Mind, body, spirit.
Exactly.
All right. So how about this? If we've got somebody out there who's listening right now, what's a mindful practice they can connect with their inner wisdom?
The first thing is learn to do the observation. Because when we observe how we respond to things, we're going to start seeing messages, know how we respond to stimuli, both good and bad, learn how it communicates. And then you get to take a deep breath because then it pulls our oxygen, which starts regulating our heart rate, and pulls us back in our executive function, the boss brain, and takes us out of our fight, flight, or freeze, where our adrenals and our sugars are pulling us into survival mode.
Thank you for that explanation. And for anyone who's really intrigued by this approach to healing trauma, how can they reach you, Miss Danielle Worthen Columber?
They can get a hold of me at willowmedellawellness.com and Google it. You might find me that way.
Thank you for sharing your time and your wisdom with us, Miss Danielle. And if you like this episode and you want to learn more, remember to subscribe and please rate it and share it with your family and friends. And remember, you can tune into your spirit each and every day by subscribing to our podcast in your favorite forum.
Corners and she hid under bed. She After I was in the accident, I don't remember much at all because they had me in a drug-induced coma. My wife was having a horrible time taking care of things, and we just figured Konoski Brezny could give us some help. So they came every time to the house, and ever since that first visit, it was like having an old friend come in. Without Konoski Brezny's lawyer, there's no way we could have gotten through it.
Why do you need a personal injury lawyer? Hi, I'm Todd Brezny of Konoski Brezny. When you are harmed, insurance companies should compensate you fully and fairly. But they're in the business of caring about their own bottom lines and not about your losses. At Konoski Brezny, we get your worth. For close to 50 years, we've been your hometown attorneys. So call Konoski Brezny at 888, the letter U, count and the number 2, or see me on the web at BreznyLaw.com. It won't cost you a thing to see if we can help.
You know that feeling when something just feels off with your child? That's your intuition, your inner spiritual guidance speaking. But today, so much happens quietly, behind the scenes. That's why I've been drawn to Aura Parents. Aura is trusted in digital security, and Aura Parents gives you deeper insight into your child's world. Not just screen time, but patterns in sleep, social behavior, and even AI app activity. It's not about control, it's about awareness. Because when you see the patterns, you can respond with clarity, compassion, and intuitive support. You're no longer guessing, you're guiding. Aura Parents helps you stay connected while protecting your children from what they may not yet understand. Put a protective field around your children, online and off. Visit AuraParents.com/Marley and bring peace of mind to your family.
After a personal injury that brought emotional upheaval and a mountain of hospital debt, I realized I couldn't manage it alone. I surrendered to spirit, which led me to personal injury attorney Todd Brezny with Konoski Brezny. His expertise made it clear to me the insurance business isn't built for you. It's built against you. Todd knew our worth and fought for it, and I'm truly grateful. I wouldn't trust anyone else. So if you're seriously injured, call Konoski Brezny at 888-UCOME2 or BreznyLaw.com.
The radio medium Laura Lee Show is pre-recorded in the Konoski Brezny Studios, who get your worth, and sponsored by Aura Parents. Plus, many fine individuals support our show. If you'd like to be our sponsor, contact us at radiomediumlauralee.com.
Find insight, guidance, and answers. Tune into Spirit with radio medium Laura Lee.
Tuning in to Miss Angela's Spirit. Welcome, Miss Angela.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Angela, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
First of all, lots of light around you. And this light is transmitted because there's lots of angels. I feel like you call upon them. And one in particular shows me somebody who used to have a Bible connected to somebody on the other side, used to go to church and was really religious. I get a female.
My mother is passed away. She was religious.
Yes, and she had a Bible.
Yes.
And you still have it?
Yes.
And so did she have a cross necklace, or do you have the cross necklace yourself?
Well, prior to her death, she did give us bracelets with kind of a cross.
And she had a necklace that was like this too, she tells me.
Yes, she had several pieces.
Now, she's just confirming this to me, so you know she's one of your angels. She says that somewhere along the line, Miss Angela, you've lost a little bit of your faith and tired and exhausted because you're new mom. And that's understandable. But she also shows me you visiting with lots of people who you're helping as a healer.
Yes, I feed people every day and I help them.
And she tells me she's so proud of you because you've come through a long journey yourself. I feel like there's something to do with abuse in your past and you've transcended it and helping others overcome it. Is that true?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I've had a lot of emotional trauma growing up. So being that I'm a therapist, it really helps me be able to empathize with my clients.
And all these angels, they tell me you're growing and you're expanding. And some of this tiredness is just taking on the energy and the weight of all these people upon you. and not having enough time for yourself.
Yeah.
And all of them want to remind you, don't forget your faith. But they also tell me this expansion is because your awareness of integrating spirituality into your practice in a Western type world.
Yeah, I would love to. That's on my mind a lot, just how I can integrate my natural intuition that I feel that I have with my practice as a clinical therapist.
Right, yes. And you will do it. They want you to understand, you do not abandon what you are, babe. You've had a long journey up to this point in time. And not only are you a clinical therapist, but I see you teaching, coaching, counseling. It's going to be much bigger than just one-on-one with people. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Are you already doing that?
I have been doing a lot of group therapy, getting women together in community spaces, women who are just, especially with the pandemic, who lost touch with community, lost touch with friendship, lost touch with in-person appointments. I recently, about a year ago, started doing just community events where we get together. We've even done a few gardening events where we also establish a therapeutic conversation during those moments. So I want to expand on that, to do more to bring people together.
You're already in the midst of it. You're acting upon it. And I also see this expanding somewhere in educational field. I don't know if you go and work for a university or, you know, there's a university affiliation or something like that.
That would be fun.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your time with me, Miss Angela.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. And if you'd like to sign up and call into the show like Miss Angela, go to radiomediumlauralee.com, where you're going to find some services and upcoming events to support our show. And you can tune into your spirit each and every day by subscribing to our podcast. Please rate it and share it with your family and friends who need to hear this message. And be social with me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube too.
Safe and no safe place to put my head when you can feel the world shake. I told you you're not waiting to reunite with the God source because you've never been separate. Today's spirit message dives into one of the deepest questions about life, death, free will, and the soul, and the answer might completely shift how you see your purpose here on earth. Today's question comes from one of my listeners. He says, "Dear Laura, my name is Matthew. I'm a person who's deeply interested in near-death experiences, and what can they teach us? My question for you is this: will everyone eventually reunite with God Source? If so, how is this consistent with free will? Is it at least hypothetically possible that a person could, of their own free will, never choose to go down a path that leads them to reunion with God Source? What, if anything, did your near-death experience have to say about this question? Thank you in advance for your insights." Matthew, thank you. What a beautiful and profound question, one that so many souls quietly carry within them. Here's what Spirit wants you to understand. You are already united. You don't have to wait until you die. You are not separate. Not now, not ever. The real journey here on earth is not about the reunion. It's about remembering who you are. And no matter which path you take, will lead to the one. Now, free will doesn't separate you from the God source. It just gives you the choice to recognize that you are already one with it. The divine light you seek, it lives within you. So the question isn't, will you reignite? The question is, when will you remember? And here's where free will becomes incredibly powerful. You have the freedom to forget. You have the freedom to doubt. You have the freedom to give your power away. But you also have the freedom at any moment to awaken to this fact. There is no force pushing you. There is no deadline. But there are moments that you can call invitations and awakenings. As the saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. That teacher might be a person, a spiritual guide, an experience that awakens you, or even a moment of deep surrender. And that's exactly what happened in my personal experience. There was a time in life when I had lost myself. I had spent nearly a decade struggling with an eating disorder, giving my power away to something I believed controlled me. Until one moment, I dropped to my knees in pain and asked for help. And that's the key word. I think when you ask, you'll be heard. What happened then was a near-death experience where I traveled into the light and encountered an angel who told me something I'll never forget, that I am loved. We're all loved. Not sometimes, not when you're perfect, always. And in that moment, I understood something that changed my life forever. There is no life after death. There is only life, this life. Right now, every breath you take, every morning you wake up, every person you love, your life is a miracle. And what are you going to do with it while you have it? The power you're seeking outside yourself has always been within you. Nothing and no one can take that away from you unless you give them permission. And that is where free will comes into play. If you have a question for Spirit, something you've been carrying, searching, or wondering, you can ask me directly at radiomediumlauralee.com, or better yet, join me inside the Facebook Radio Medium Laura Lee group, where our community connects, shares, and grows together. If you're feeling called to go a little bit deeper, to truly remember who you are, develop your intuitive gifts, step into your supernatural power, join my Psychic Mediumship Mentor Program. It's here to guide you. It's a space for self-empowerment, spiritual awakening for those who feel called. And one last thing I want to just say, you are not behind, you are not separate, and you are more powerful than you've ever been led to believe. I am Laura Lee. Thank you for tuning into your spirit, where you can find us over at your favorite podcast forum. Please rate it, share it with somebody who might need to hear this message right now, and be social with me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube too.
I was hurt by a woman who was texting and driving and ran a stop sign and turned and hit me head on. I didn't know what to do. I had this large amount of bills. I felt like I was getting nowhere until I made the phone call. I would be lost without Konoski Bresny. I really don't know what my future would be like had I not called them.
Seriously injured? Call Konoski Bresny. We get your worth.
I cannot say thank you enough to Konoski Bresny for everything they've done for me and my family.
Why do you need a personal injury lawyer? Hi, I'm Todd Bresny of Konoski Bresny. When you are harmed, insurance companies should compensate you fully and fairly. But they're in the business of caring about their own bottom lines and not about your losses. At Konoski Bresny, we get your worth. For close to 50 years, we've been your hometown attorneys. So call Konoski Bresny at 888, the letter U, count and the number 2, or see me on the web at bresnylaw.com. It won't cost you a thing to see if we can help.
You know that feeling when something just feels off with your child? That's your intuition, your inner spiritual guidance speaking. But today, so much happens quietly, behind the scenes. That's why I've been drawn to Aura Parents. Aura is trusted in digital security, and Aura Parents gives you deeper insight into your child's world. Not just screen time, but patterns in sleep, social behavior, and even AI app activity. It's not about control, it's about awareness. Because when you see the patterns, you can respond with clarity, compassion, and intuitive support. You're no longer guessing, you're guiding. Aura Parents helps you stay connected while protecting your children from what they may not yet understand. Put a protective field around your children online and off. Visit auraparents.com/Marley and bring peace of mind to your family.
Thank you for tuning in to Spirit with us today. It's been my pleasure serving you. If you would like to learn more about the radio show and the podcasts, or be my next guest caller, sign up at radiomediummaralee.com. One word. And hey, be social with us. We would love to hear from you over at Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube too. I would love to hear from you.